Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. That's a good way to start today. Mahoney just broke his microphone.
You see where that nut went? It was holding my microphone in. It just literally fell off.
No.
Any idea?
No, but you definitely busted that nut.
Man, what a piece of crap.
That thing came right out of the...
Sylvia, do you see it? Is it on the floor? Anybody? I heard it hit. I heard it hit.
Okay. Well, we'll look for it when we're not on the air.
Great. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll just stand here and hold this microphone.
You have to hold your mic now.
Oh, God.
Why is it always me?
You know what? That sucks when that happens, because I've had it happen.
At least it didn't actually hit me in the junk this time, because 99% of the time when the microphone falls off, because it's held up on these little arms to paint you a picture, and it's usually pulled over the desk.
Yeah.
And there's a tiny nut that holds it, and when it falls out, this... You know, 4-pound microphone shoots down like a torpedo, like World War II style, like just
right
into the boys.
It always happens when you have to go on air.
Yeah,
always. It doesn't happen
because you're not touching the microphone when you're not on air. You're pulling it over when you're getting ready to go on air.
Yeah, and then it goes. Yeah. It falls on you, and you have to hold a microphone while you're doing a break.
There used to, in the old studio, it used to happen. At least once a week, at minimum, to Mahoney. And it was great.
It always hit you in the boys.
Always. Yeah. Every time. Man. It was like a heat-seeking missile.
And it wasn't just when he was pulling on it to bring it closer to his face to talk into it. It would just happen randomly sometimes. So we'd be mid-break and then just...
Oh!
Oh!
A little bit higher.
It's not funny. Brings back painful memories.
Literally painful memories,
Boy.
So we'll start today with some good news, bad news. We'll start with the good news first. How about that? MGM is doing something pretty neat. They sent out a memo to all their staff saying that they are going to start matching employee donations to civil rights groups in the face of everything that's been going on over the past couple of weeks.
Nice.
Which I think is pretty neat.
Okay.
So if you want to make a donation to whatever civil rights group that you find to be a positive organization that helps people and... You know, spreads love and equality and all that good stuff. MGM says you make a donation and we're going to match it.
That's cool.
Yep. So,
all right. That's pretty good news to start off. Is the bad news, Dave? Is it that there's only one episode of Game of Thrones left?
Oh.
One episode.
That's rough.
Seriously, it just started.
It did. Yeah.
It hasn't started.
It hasn't even been on for 2 months. For 8 weeks, and it's like on the season finale of Game of Thrones. You're like, what?
And I think there's only 6 episodes in the next season?
The next Something season will like have that. 6 episodes, yeah.
And that's it, right? It's just 6 more episodes total?
Yeah.
Either way.
How are there only 6 episodes left? We went through all that crap for like 7 years.
We were just talking about that before we came on air. Like, it feels like they're kind of rushing it now.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's awesome. But, like, last night's episode, not going to say anything.
I didn't know
no
that
spoilers.
They got teleportation, man. Or they got email. That's what seems like it. Yeah. Like, ravens are now email. It just happens instantly.
Yeah. Either way, it's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Here's the thing.
You can hate on it if you want.
I'm glad that we're moving in front of the books, because the book people got so like high and mighty, like, oh, you haven't read what happens to blah, 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 blah. I knew. I'm an ass, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas now, like, we know, but it's also like I feel like we're missing so much that actually made that show so good. The little tiny...
I'm good with it. It's like fast-forwarding through all the plot lines, and I'm kind of cool with it.
You're done. You're like, all right, just...
No, I'm not done. I just like the fact that it's moving quickly, and I don't have to be so confused as to who's a part of what house. And
I feel like
just
this...
get to the answer.
Yeah.
I feel like this season should be like 4 seasons at this point, you know?
No,
I feel like so much stuff has happened.
That's not the bad news. The bad news is for a gentleman from New York.
New York City.
His wife was out of town, and so he made the foolish decision of inviting another woman back to his place.
Oh, that's a bad move. Oh.
Yeah. Adultery.
No.
Do you bring a floozy back to your house?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Right?
Never.
This is evidence.
Spring for the Motel 6, man.
Yes. Anywhere.
Or the Red Roof Inn.
And here is why. Because he brought this random woman back to his place last month while his wife was out of town, and the woman stole $50,000 of his wife's jewelry.
Wait, if you have $50,000 worth of jewelry laying around, seriously, man, spring for a room.
Including the $30,000 wedding ring.
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, you know, I... Or was this all a plot by the wife?
Oh, Like catfish sort of thing?
Like, so now she doesn't have to split the jewelry when she knows that he's cheating and, committing adultery.
Yeah, so
that she gets all the jewelry.
There is no word on how the guy's wife took the news, but my guess is
how do you explain that one?
So I had a friend.
We were having a Game of Thrones watching party. Uh-huh.
just the two of us.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I really got to find the nut that holds this thing in, man. Like, my arm hurts from holding the microphone.
If you have to go through the whole show holding your microphone like
this
that,
so dumb.
Oh, that'll delight me.
Oh, no. He's missing a nut.
What's with the weather out there, man?
It's like a thunderstorm getting ready to happen. It's lightning.
Great.
Creepy.
Hey.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney's microphone keeps breaking, and it's making him really mad.
I know.
I can't handle this today. This is too much. The eclipse, Game of Thrones, a strip nut. This is not.
Whatever's going on outside where it's sunny and raining.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
But there's a rainbow.
Sylvia walks over to the window.
This is Armageddon, man.
She's just like, there's a rainbow outside. It's so pretty.
My ADD kicked in.
A little bit.
I was like, oh, man, there's a rainbow.
So, yeah. A lot of weird stuff going on this morning. But, hey, you know what? It's a new week. Let's get weird.
Mm-hmm.
Top stories, voicemail coming up in just a moment.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Check on the voicemail for the first time this week.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, this here is Trucker Bob. And I was listening to Mahoney and Dave and Sylvia right now, and I just was going back to the day where me and him were driving through Montana, and we were going through Brokeback Mountain. And, I miss it. I'm jealous that he keeps talking about other people. I mean, he's one of the best cab riders ever. And I just want to let you know that the whiskey's still in the bottle, and I barely know where I'm at right now, but I'm still driving. I just got to chuck on because I'm just so jealous. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell Mahoney I still got his underwear. He writes his name on it. It's pretty weird. But, you know, that's kind of him. I loved his weirdness. And yellow in the front and brown in the back. I mean, he's got it down, but I want to get him out of my cab. Just tell him when I come back through Vegas, I'll drop him off. All right. Trucker Bob, signing off.
Message deleted.
Trucker Bob, everybody knows I don't wear underwear.
Hell.
No, you're going commando?
Must have been a different Mahoney that you picked up on your travels through Brokeback.
Bossy Rossi.
What if it was Ross?
I'll just leave my soiled undies here.
Picks him up at the old Travel America truck stop.
Yeah.
I always, like, I drove to
Flying J.
I drove to California this weekend to go to Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
And I always stop at the TA in Barstow. For some reason, they have like a trucker's paradise over there. Yeah. They've got everything.
There is something magical about those places where you know it's a trucker's paradise. It can be in the middle of nowhere, but you walk in one of those travel plazas and they have like CB walkie-talkies and Wolf t-shirts and hats galore.
Knives.
Bunch of belt buckles, knives. Yeah, you're like, what is going on here? T-shirts.
In all sorts of flavors of hot dogs, which who knew that hot dogs came
who
in
knew?
More flavors than just hot dog?
Right.
But at the Travel America, they do.
Jalapeno hot dogs, we got you, boo.
With cheddar.
Stuffed with cheese. We'll put some cheese in there.
Bacon inside this.
Woo.
We put pig inside a pig. God bless America. I love it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Ferris, he's not a bitch. He's just a little guy with a us complex. You better leave him alone, Maloney. And Sylvia, you just put your boobies around his head and protect him.
What?
Whoa.
Love you.
Whoa.
Message deleted.
What?
What is that even...
What?
So
in reference to the Dave Fair is a bitch. That's
well,
the
now that I have
doing.
A good microphone.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Oh.
He's taking out his...
Oh, boy.
Mahoney Secret Productions, LLC. Oh.
He already had his top Invisalign out.
But
now he just took out the bottom ones out. Okay.
You know, movie trailers that I will be... You know, I'm sure you're going to be hearing me on national movie trailers.
Sure, yes.
Sometime in the very, very, very... You know, near
future.
Got it,
You know. So we were talking about Dave Fair being a bitch. That's what... You know.
In a world where Dave Farah's
a little bitch.
I don't know.
You don't like my movie trailer voice?
No, I think I like Dave's better. Do it again.
In a world where Mahoney's a huge bitch.
Like, that just sounds awesome.
I don't know why we cover.
You gotta add reverb. You gotta add reverb.
Yeah.
In a world where Bossy Rossi's.
It just sounds like the generic real version. Bitch.
Oh, see, we can work together on that.
Let's double team him.
In a world. You gotta. Okay.
I'm going. Okay. Are we both do? We're both doing at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In a world where Bossy Rossi's a little bitch.
Okay, one more time. Okay.
In a world where Bossy Rossi's a little bitch.
Oh, yes. That's pretty good.
Summer 2018.
Yes.
Same with Game of Thrones 20.
So what? Who was he talking about my boobs?
He was saying to use your boobs as like earmuffs for Dave. Yeah,
which is a fine idea.
No, it is. That is an HR.
I didn't offer.
Yeah, you can't just like you can't.
They suggested. You said yes in a way.
No, I didn't.
You don't
say
get to
yes.
volunteer any of our body parts to be earmuffs for anybody. That is a hard fast rule on this show.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave and Mahoney, I love you guys. You're killing it out there. Pardon my language, but no, you guys are really killing it out there. You guys rock. Keep going, Dave and Mahoney. Oh, by the way, Sylvia is super hot. Finally, you guys posted a picture of her. Just saying. Toodles.
Message deleted.
Well, thank you. Toodles? I mean, we're doing it. We got to do it. You know, we're not rich. We gotta eat.
Chasing that dollar.
Gotta get our work on.
Got a lot of credit card debt.
Yeah.
Don't miss. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So things just keep getting worse for Uber. Benchmark is a company that owns a 13% stake in Uber and holds a board seat. And they have long supported Uber and all of the madness that's been going on with these executives getting accused of sexual harassment.
For a company that size to be that dumb in 2017, it's almost unimaginable.
It's pretty unheard of. But these guys came into a ton of money really quickly. And next thing you know, they're starting to have problems. People are outing them for this culture that they say was very unfair to women. And there's just rampant sexual harassment going on, all of this weird stuff. Well, Benchmark is this company that, you know, again, holds a 13% stake in Uber, which is significant.
That's a good jump.
Yeah.
And they've always been very supportive. But recently they turned against Uber. Last week, the firm escalated its actions against the co-founder that they helped to push out as chief executive, suing him for fraud and saying he should be removed from the board. Then on Monday, this company Benchmark published an open letter to Uber employees intimating that the company had other dark secrets that have not been revealed yet.
Jeez.
Right? You're like, aren't we
what else is there?
You know what's funny is that no one's thinking about this. So like if you're driving or if you're riding an Uber and you vomit all over the place, you don't even
know.
why are you looking at me, man? That ain't cool.
I'm just saying
that
like,
ain't cool.
Like all this is happening behind you vomiting inside an Uber, like all this shady stuff.
Well, yeah, the company side sucks, but at this point, I think we're looking at more people who are driving for both. It's very rare do I get into an Uber or a car that is doing a rideshare program that doesn't have both stickers. I need like I abhor what Uber is standing for.
Ooh.
You know, and the fact
$3
that like,
word there,
it was, but. I'll admit that I haven't downloaded the Lyft app. I should. And I will do that right now. Because you know what?
Right now?
Yeah, mostly
right
probably because my user rating probably went down too.
After you vomited all over.
I never got the charge. I still haven't got the charge.
Really?
I still have not.
Oh,
but you know what? Maybe he's just going to be like, you know what? This guy was having a rough night.
The thing with Uber, though, it's become ubiquitous with using ride sharing.
Another $3 word.
It has. It's like Kleenex at this point, you know, because it's a tissue, but everybody called, can I have a Kleenex?
It's like Google. Like, I'm going to Google something. No one says I'm going to Bing something.
Well, but
I'm going to Yahoo something.
Yeah.
Who's still using Yahoo or Bing to search? Unless you're searching for porn on Bing, which is it's a superior porn search engine, which they should 100% embrace, which they're not.
Yeah. It's Microsoft's. I don't think they're going to embrace it.
Number one for porn searches.
It's much better than Google. I would know.
How do you know?
A friend of a friend told him, of course.
I did a science fair project last week.
Okay.
So a sad weekend here in Las Vegas. Jerry Lewis passed away.
Oh, man.
Here in Las Vegas. 91 years old. Good natural run. Causes. Good amazing run.
Yeah, I mean, that guy did more for muscular dystrophy than anyone.
Do you know how much he raised?
It was like $2.5 billion or something like that.
$2.45 billion over the decades.
That's unreal. Yeah. I can't believe he has... It feels like it's been... I can't believe it's been 7 years since we've seen him hosting that, you know, that telethon.
Yeah.
But, I mean, guy did amazing things. Bit of a curmudgeon, but you know what? You earn the right when you do that much good and you are, you know, you do that much good for so many kids. You could be hard to work with. I don't care at that point, right?
If you're 91 years old and you've raised $2.5 billion,
you know, I think you're fine.
Best friends with Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Some dumbass director who's directing his first commercial.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
So Walmart's online sales are starting to soar, and it's trying to catch Amazon. The world's largest retailer said Thursday that online sales soared 60% in the last 3 months.
Really?
As more people shopped at Walmart.com.
Huh.
They bought Jet.com along with some other websites, so they paid $3 billion for Jet last year.
What the hell is Jet? How are you paying $3 billion for something that none of us have ever heard of? I remember the old Jet magazine. You remember Jet magazine?
No.
No?
No.
I mean...
No.
They also picked up some smaller websites, ModCloth and Moose Jaw.
ModCloth
oh
is,
my God!
ModCloth is awesome.
There's a Moose Jaw website?
Yeah, I'm like,
that was an online shopping website?
Yeah.
Moose Jaw. But ModCloth is awesome. It's very vintagey.
It's also expanding online with the grocery ordering services.
Okay.
And it added a giant automated kiosk at 100 locations so customers can pick up online orders without waiting for employees to fetch them. So that's pretty cool.
That doesn't suck.
I've always wondered why it's taking so long for that to be the case. Because you order stuff from Amazon, and I love the process. It just shows up at your front door. It's great.
Yeah.
But you still, even if you have Amazon Prime, have to wait 2 days unless it's one of the few items that they have on Prime now. But if the Walmarts and the Targets of the world have everything in the store, shouldn't you just be able to go click, 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 and then in 2 hours drive down the street and pick up everything that you just ordered and not have to go through the process of going through aisle after aisle after aisle.
Taxing to do to grocery shop.
I went grocery shopping yesterday.
People are busy, man. People are busy.
Yeah, but you know.
Go like on a Sunday. Actually, don't go on a Sunday. Go like on a Wednesday or Tuesday.
Neither of you have kids. You don't understand what it's like. No, really. I mean, like, if you have three kids and you're trying to...
No, I understand.
I'm not saying that I'm too busy to go grocery shopping.
Uh-huh. That's what you were implying.
My wife does that. No, but... uh-huh. No, but if you have three kids and you work a full-time job, like the last... So you're going to go get them all from school, and then you're going to go, what, load them up into the car and then go to the grocery store? Like,
that's why you go while they're in school.
What if you have to work? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what if you have a job?
What if you're a stay-at-home mom?
Sure. What if you're a stay-at-home mom?
Okay.
All of them are in school at the same time? Yeah. I'm saying it's a modern convenience. Why are you guys crapping on it?
I'm not crapping on it.
You just crapped right on it.
No, I didn't.
Yes. You're like, here's a modern convenience. Sylvia?
No.
I like walking around stores to see what I don't need that I should buy.
If my mom did it.
You came from a rich family did your mom take the Rolls Royce or the Bentley to the grocery store? Which one was it?
She took the Chevy.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
On Tuesdays, you guys had to use the silver spoons instead of the gold. It was a real drag. Ugh, how could you? X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
If we learned anything about the blooper reel that we debuted on Friday, it's that we were all kind of a mess last week. We're going to play that again for you in just a moment. Also, if you want some tickets to go see Absinthe, they are doing their Summer of 69. That means all this week, 6 and 9 a.m., your chance to win free tickets to go see Absinthe. We'll give you a chance to win those next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Our friends over at Absinthe are celebrating their Summer of 69. That means that all this week in the 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. hours, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets. That includes right now. Call number 10-702-791-1075. You're going to Absinthe. Great show over at Caesar's Palace for free. Good luck to you. Here's Muse. Dig down.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So every week we try to inspire ourselves to be better by reminding ourselves how bad we were the previous week with the blooper reel.
Shouldn't we improve?
You'd think at some point there would be some level of improvement, but
no, we've improved. I mean, Dave and I listened to some of our like shows we did like, you know, almost 10 years ago, and we're marginally better.
Slightly.
Oh. More, you know, it's you know, so in 10 years, Sylvia, once we've all been together as a team for 10 years.
Yeah. Then, for 10 years.
Oh, my God, I'll be 38.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
What?
No. We'll still be
Dave's age.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Wow.
You'll be great.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
You're fantastic.
You'll probably be much more talented, and it won't take 10 years.
Yeah.
You're calling me old.
No.
Here's the blooper. No. Ian, are you writing down her flub?
I got the flub down.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
What's the one where the guys, where Sylvester Stallone's hanging off the side of the cliff? Is that Point Break?
It's Cliffhanger. It's
Cliffhanger, yeah.
What's the one where the guys, where Sylvester Stallone's hanging off the side of the cliff? Is that Point Break?
You literally described the movie. No, that's not James Cameron.
That wasn't James Cameron either?
The thing about professional wrestling is that so many of them die so young.
Yeah. Because it kind of deteriorates. Well, because
kind of deteriorates.
It's terrible on your body if you're doing steroids, but then also you're getting concussed constantly. Yeah. They're going to keep making them, like Saw movies. They started out as, like you said, $6, $7 million budget movies, and they start bringing in over $100 million. And so they put out six of those things,
Six or seven, yeah.
I don't know. I like Conjuring,
same thing with, like, Paranormal Activity, that crap, too.
What?
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity?
There's no B in there.
Man, I got my teeth in.
Paranormal Activity.
What?
Paranormal Activity.
A Loomis armored truck stopped at 10:45 a.m. in front of a Wells Fargo in Pecos, in front of a Wells Fargo near Wigwam to make a cash pickup. When a crew member of the truck came out of the truck, or out of the bank rather, to load the money into the truck, he was robbed by two people armed with guns. Wells Fargo.
Un día cualquiera de bleh.
What did I write? Okay.
Oh my God.
What did I write?
Killing this segment today.
I know. Bleh. This very, very refresher isn't helping me. Bleh.
Well,
you just styling over there.
Uh-huh. Let's throw Sylvia's dress up on social media because she's so impressed by this.
It's a good idea. Sylvia, take your dress off.
No.
Let's throw Sylvia's dress up on social media.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
El amor es como una noche de estrellas pura. Oh, pura y sincera. Sorry, let me do that again.
Noche de estrellas pura.
Let's
front of a Wells Barg.
What
did I write?
KXTE FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we're going to be better this week, right?
For sure. This week. New week.
I did have a guy come up to me on Friday out at Ace's Nail, Sylvia, and tell me how much he loves Sexy or Salty.
Ooh, thanks.
But he said your Spanish isn't that good, though. But he said he loves the segment, though. What,
really?
A Mario?
Really?
Yeah.
Your Spanish isn't very good. You're Hispanic.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, my English isn't very good.
At least it wasn't poop.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That little clip that I just played, At Least It Wasn't Poop, is in reference to what happened to Katie Couric when she was describing her time with her National Geographic producers.
Ew. Katie Couric?
During the Charlottesville protest. I had no idea that Katie Couric was even there.
I didn't either.
Yeah, she was covering the violent protest that happened in Charlottesville last Saturday, and she was working on a new 6-hour documentary series for National Geographic, and the series is about revolutions happening in culture, communities, and families. So, of course, the Charlottesville protests and riots and everything else, pretty right material, you'd think, right?
Yeah.
She wrote an op-ed about her experiences that was published this past Friday, and she wrote that two of her producers were hit by urine bombs and mud during the rally.
Are you sure it was
and
mud?
Again.
At least it wasn't poop.
So,
are we sure it wasn't mud?
We're sure that it wasn't poop. But they did get hit with two urine bombs.
Or it wasn't poop.
Yeah. It's the... I mean...
God dang it.
I mean, who's mad at the Nat Geo channel? Like, all they have is like, hey, here's a majestic Sahara with lions and
meerkat. Oh, there was a gnarly space documentary.
Yeah,
over the
Nat Geo is pretty apolitical and like, hey, nature's effing lit. You know, that's what it's about.
Don't say lit.
I mean, that's what the kids are saying
say
on the internet these
What's
days.
Wrong with
I just,
you?
I just wanted to shout out to the kids, let them know that I'm cool and hip.
No,
still.
You're not.
Yeah.
So a golden retriever started digging a regular dog hole in his backyard earlier this month, and he came across $85,000 worth of black heart heroin. Black heart heroin? Black tar heroin. Black horse.
Black horse heroin.
Didn't we say we were going to be better?
We just said that we're not going to suck this week, but $85,000 worth of drugs.
Good boy. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
The homeowners notified authorities, of course, the cops.
Did they turn their dog in for being a drug dealer? You son of a bitch, Rover.
It was $140,000 worth of heroin, and the dog's just like,
you got to get off that smack.
I am smelling like a rose.
So they gave him a canine citation ribbon. He's also been named an honorary narcotics canine for life. About $85,000. That's got to be a little bit unnerving, though, right? Your dog just starts digging in the backyard, and you know somebody is going to come looking for the $85,000 worth of drugs at some point.
You would think so.
Well, I mean, how long was it in the ground for?
We have no idea.
Ew.
Who buries drugs?
Somebody on drugs?
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What if there's another dog, though?
You ever do that to yourself where you like hide something from yourself when you're high and then you forget where you put it and you're like, dang. But when it's $85,000 worth of drugs, you're like, double dang.
What have you hidden?
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Ian's interesting individual is coming up, and Ian said it was single-handedly and quite easily the most awkward interview that he has ever done in his entire life. True? Yeah,
that is very true. Right,
so we'll get to that here shortly. Also, we have another check of the voicemail coming up if you want to get a message in, 702-889-7352, and a new game called Game Show Goofs coming up in just a second.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so we have this new game. It's called Game Show Goofs. I don't know how easy or difficult it's going to be. I guess we'll find out together. But if you want to be the contestant, 702-791-1075, you have to try to figure out the stupid things that people have said on game shows, and they're shockingly stupid. But if you're able to best this game, then we'll set you up with a pair of tickets for Catfish and the Bottlemen live at Brooklyn Bowl at the Link on September 15th, presented by X107.5. If you want to play, 702-791-1075 is the phone number to call right now. Here's Portugal the Man, Feel It Still.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We have a brand new game here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It's called Game Show Goofs.
No.
Game Show Goofs. It is astounding to me how stupid some people get when you put them on television. I mean, Family Feud is designed to make people say dumb things, mm-hmm. right? Their answers are the questions they ask them are leading. So the answers can be very stupid
They want, like, Steve Harvey wants you to say something sexual. And then shocked that that would be an answer. How dare you? And then everybody laughs. And then, you know, they make a Facebook video that your grandma shares. And, isn't he so funny?
So edgy. Ross is joining us this morning from Southwest Las Vegas. Hello, Ross. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So we got four, and I'm only going to make you get two out of these four correct, okay? Because I think it's going to be a challenging game. But if you get one correct, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's a disapproving pony. If you get two or more correct out of these four, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets for Catfish and the Bottlemen. They're playing over at Brooklyn Bowl at the Link on September the 15th, presented by X107.5. Fair enough?
Yeah, cool.
Thanks. Okay. So here we go with the first one. And again, I'm going to give you a multiple choice answer as to what they said. So you have to fill in the blank.
All right.
Pie in the blank. Here is... So, Ian, so I don't blow this. The audio that I have here is the correct answer, right? That this is what they actually say.
Yes. Okay. So the audio that you have is the question and then the answer.
Okay. I'll play that after I've asked you the question. So the question, the fill in the blank from the game show host was pie in the blank. Do you think the contestant said pie in the face, pie in the horse, or pie in the grandma?
Ew.
I'm guessing they really screwed it up. I'm going to go with horse.
Fill in the blank. Pie in the what?
Horse.
Pie in the horse is amazingly correct. I don't know how you got that.
You got
pie,
a kick out of that
pie
one.
In the horse.
That was Snoop Dogg.
That was Snoop Dogg?
That was Snoop Dogg.
That was from the celebrity?
Celebrity Family Feud.
All right.
How high was he?
Okay, on to number two. Go ahead, take it away, Mahoney.
Name something a doctor may pull out of a person. A gerbil. B, a tooth, or C, their wallet?
I bet they said gerbil.
Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil.
Well, you've already won, Ross. You are incredibly good at this game. I'm stunned. Sylvia, go ahead and take it away. Let's see if you can go 4 for 4.
Okay. We asked 100 people to name a famous... Ian, is this Arthur or author?
That is Arthur.
Arthur, okay. Yeah. A, Arthur, B, Shakespeare, or C, Washington?
So the answers are Arthur, Arthur Shakespeare,
or Arthur Washington.
Okay.
I'm betting it's Arthur Washington.
We asked 100 people to name a famous Arthur. Kenny?
Shakespeare.
Arthur Shakespeare.
I could see that being
Sylvia just screwed it up there. Yeah,
that's why it was a little bit confused.
When he said it, it sounded like author, right?
Yes.
And Shakespeare would have made sense. So, all right, don't feel bad on that one. Fourth and final one here. Name something you wash once a week. A, bed sheets. B, your kids. C, yourself.
Kids.
Something you wash once a week. Claudia.
Yourself.
Yourself. I will not be coming around.
Well, luckily you got the first two right. You are right. Going.
What are we giving them?
Catfish in the bottle.
Yeah.
You're going to see Catfish in the bottle.
It's September 15th.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That song is going out to our faithful listener, Puka Princess, who is going back to work today.
Yeah.
She accidentally shot herself.
Wait, really?
Yeah. She had an accidental discharge of a gun, and so she's been healing up, which is why we haven't heard from her. I've been wondering over the past,
like there's been couple no of shower, weeks. Tweets.
Yeah, for a while there, she always tells us when she's getting in the shower and how she listened to us while
she shoot herself.
I don't know.
We don't know. Puka Princess, you want to give us a heads up? Let us know who you shot you. Yeah,
I know.
But, so I figured Numb would be an appropriate song.
I thought you guys were saying that, I was, vaguely paying attention to your conversation during the song.
You never pay attention.
And you said one of our listeners shot themselves. I thought you meant, they shot themselves in the foot, like they said something stupid.
No.
Like, this is,
like an accident.
Legit.
And you had to miss work.
Yeah. Speaking of accidents.
Oh, my God.
Here's one for you. Fire truck blocking intersection, and it's down to one lane at Paradise and Windmill eastbound, so avoid that. And then Alexander had some feedback for us on our new game show Goofs. He said, please go back to the movie quote quiz. Big thumbs down on this new game.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Yeah,
no.
One and done?
Yeah.
Puka Princess just gave us a heads up.
What did she say?
In the chest.
In the chest?
In the chest.
Like a boob?
I mean, she just said in the chest.
You didn't blast off an areola.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You
nicked a nip.
Whoa.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's going on, man? Calling you from the Pacific Northwest. It's pretty cool up here, dude. 51 degrees, but gray as hell. Hey, Mahoney.
What?
Every time I start to lose faith in you, you spark right back.
That's right.
Thanks, dude, for taking care of yourself this weekend. Later.
Message deleted.
What was he talking about?
I don't know.
Ew.
Do you, Does he have a camera in your house?
I wasn't even at my house. I was at the most magical place on earth. I was at Disneyland.
You did it at Disneyland?
Ew!
No!
No!
These things happen, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, Dave, Mahoney, and Ian. So, this past Friday, I was at Ace of the Nails, hanging out, having a beer, you know, chit-chat with Mahoney for a little bit. I had invited a friend to come along, so she had came over about an hour later at the bar, and we're sitting down talking, and Mahoney gets on the mic and does his promotion for the radio show. My friend was like, "What radio station is this?" I'm like, "Oh, this is X1075, and that's Mahoney." She's like, "That's Mahoney?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I thought he was fat." And I was like, "Well, he was, I mean, but he's starting to work out. So he's got a little bit slimmer, you know. So I just like to share that funny story, you know. You're looking great nowadays, Mahoney. Keep it up and release the pictures. We want the pictures. Give the public what they want, Mahoney. And Sylvia, you're looking beautiful as always today."
Message deleted.
Wasn't that nice?
Thanks.
Just full of compliments. Sylvia looking beautiful as always.
Thanks.
Mahoney just looking great.
Don't worry, I'm going to get fat again.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, I did see a picture of us that we took like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there is a difference.
I mean, yeah, I've lost 55 pounds.
Like, we don't see it
because
person.
We see him every single
yeah.
day. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah. if you see pictures like from, you know, a couple of months ago,
yeah.
it's there is a difference.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm dreading. Like, I don't even want to go to the gym after work today.
Well, you shouldn't. It's eclipse day and it's raining.
I don't give. See, like, I love space, but I don't give a damn about this eclipse.
I don't give one iota of a damn.
I was thinking about that because, like, I saw coverage from 1979, and they were saying, like, this is going to be, like, way more people interested.
There's
then in
people
79.
Flocking but I think, to different parts of the country, like in Portland, which is of course Portland, but there's people from all over the world that have descended on Portland for like this huge eclipse
but
festival.
But I'm wondering if like social media has anything to do with it.
Of course it does.
Yes.
You know, or it's like everybody's like excited.
I have friends who have literally flown across the country and who have driven up to like Idaho and the other parts of the Northwest. And I have other friends who flew into St. Louis to drive to Carbondale, Illinois, yeah. so they could watch like... I don't know, man. Like I said, I love space. I love the idea of like exploring space, but like, hey, the moon's in front of the sun. Oh my God. That doesn't really do anything for me. Cause you know what else can do that? Hey, here's my hand. Same freaking thing. Oh my God. My hand blocked out the sun for 2 seconds.
I was reading like some myths about if you're pregnant, you shouldn't be going outside during a solar eclipse.
To be fair, you should not look directly at the sun.
No.
That is 100% true.
But you also have to have like a little, like you have to have a pin, a safety pin clipped onto you, or you have to wear red underwear.
What?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Are you wearing red underwear?
I'm not pregnant.
Oh, that's just if you're pregnant.
Yeah, if you're pregnant.
Oh.
I'm wearing red underwear.
Good thing.
I'm not wearing red underwear. Yeah. No. So.
I'm glad that you said that. I don't care about space. I think space is stupid.
Space is not stupid.
It's
I think
not
space
stupid.
Sucks.
This is not
Why?
Stupid.
Yeah.
No.
And solar
like you're
eclipses?
Not interested in
nope.
like
no.
the planets
no.
or like
no,
learning
no, no.
about them?
Nope.
It's just
nope.
The asteroid belt.
This one is confusing enough. I don't need to know more about other planets out
this
there.
This one, what do you
I don't need to know more about places that I'll never go or be able to see
no,
about
never,
or
you
experience.
Never know that.
I know that. I'm not going to another planet ever.
I'll ship you off.
You would.
I would.
I also like that everyone that is super excited about the solar eclipse, joke's on you here in Las Vegas. We have like 300 sunny days a year, and today it's overcast as hell. You can't see a damn thing out there.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You don't have to like rain on their parade, man.
Literally, I'm not raining on their parade.
It's Mother Nature raining.
God hates you. I'm sorry.
Ow. God damn.
Well, I love you. So,
joking.
So there's that.
No, you're not. Oh, I saw lightning.
Oh,
man.
Really?
This is going to be great.
Woo. Woo.
No one cares.
Stupid blips.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian earmarked this as the single most awkward interview that he has ever done. And keep in mind, he has interviewed some strange people for Ian's interesting individuals and going back to the mascot moments. This one, I'm really curious as to why it stands out as the most odd. We'll find out together in just a moment. It's Joey the Leprechaun featured in Ian's interesting individuals this week, and it's coming up next.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ian, you have earmarked this as the most awkward interview that you have ever done. And out of all the people that you've talked to, what made this one so unique?
Joey the Leprechaun is all about leprechaun culture.
Okay.
All about leprechaun culture.
So if you look at his outfit that he wears, and I just retweeted it because you put this up on Twitter,
yep,
at Dave Mahoney. He has a very authentic looking leprechaun outfit. It's not the traditional kind of over the top, you know, the ridiculous top hat. And like, it looks like he's a real leprechaun.
Well, Dave, he is a real leprechaun.
He is.
He was born in 1919. Yes, and he lives in the village where all the other leprechauns live as well.
You know what? I would think leprechauns are a lot older than being born in 1919.
We saw a rainbow today. There was a rainbow up on our Instagram page now.
That's Joey.
I don't know if it's still out there or not.
Do you suppose that Joey is at the end of that rainbow with his pot of gold?
Probably listening to the radio.
Well, here's Ian's latest interesting individual.
It's Joey the Leprechaun.
Come one, come all! Individual.
All right, so here we are yet again for another Ian's Interesting Individual. Now, a little backstory behind this. I'm a big fan of America's Got Talent. So I saw an episode of a gentleman dressed as a leprechaun. Did you just fart? Is that you? No? Oh, okay. So I tracked him down, and he is here right now. What's your name, man?
I'm Joey the Leprechaun.
So, Joey, how long have you been the leprechaun?
Oh, all my life.
You were born a leprechaun?
Yeah.
Being from Vegas, leprechauns, elves, they tend to be more little people. Now, have you gotten any backlash from the little people community?
I am a little person. Little people can range from 5 feet and below. I'm somewhat on the high end of the little person realm.
So you're a tall little person?
Well, yeah, I guess I would be somewhat taller for the little people.
Have you ever gotten a fight?
Of course, fighting Irish. I hit them with my shillelagh.
Speaking of shillelagh, any ladies approach you? They got a leprechaun thing for leprechauns?
About my shillelagh?
Well,
of course, they're always after me Lucky Charms.
So is this like a fetish thing?
I guess to some people. I do a little singing, little dancing. Now, if you do want to look up a good Irish show, look up Finian's Rainbow. My brother, Og, is in that.
You have a brother named Og?
Yeah, OG.
Original gangster.
Right. Well, you spell it OG, but it's pronounced Og.
All right. You got a killer shillelagh. You're a leprechaun. You got a brother named Og. What else is in your bag of interesting?
Oh, I don't know. I think everybody thinks a leprechaun is interesting. Every day I run to the pub and then people go, oh my goodness, I'm drinking with a leprechaun.
Is this a leprechaun that would drink with Mahoney?
Yeah, maybe.
You think you could outdrink Mahoney?
Oh, of course. The reason you don't see leprechauns all the time is because we're usually hungover.
Okay, now, I'm really into motorcycles now because I'm trying to get Tracy the engineer to like me. So, hypothetical here. If you could pick any one person, dead or alive, and Joey, don't pick a dead family member, don't kill the segment. If you could pick one person, dead or alive, who would you pick to ride on the back of your motorcycle?
I'd actually want to ride on the back, and I would have a pretty lass that's very voluptuous ride in the front.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
Who my favorite lass would be? I don't know if she's from Ireland, but that one chick from Caddyshack.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I haven't seen that movie.
You know what? You could come over. We'll watch it.
And we'll have a drink together.
Or 7. Or 9.
Yeah.
Maybe 12.
Bring the Jameson.
I can assume we can find you, like, at the end of a rainbow or
end of the rainbow when the storm is coming, and probably be heading back home to my village.
Very nice. Is that the same village where the leprechaun from all the leprechaun movies lives too?
Well, all the leprechauns live in one village. Yeah, we actually have a protected habitat in Ireland. Look it up.
All right. So I'm looking up Finnegan's Rainbow, or Finian's Rainbow, however you say it. It's a 1968 movie starring Fred Astaire, but there's a gentleman named Don Francis who plays a character named Woody Mahoney in that movie.
Woody Mahoney. All Woody right. Mahoney. Yeah.
So,
great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Woody Mahoney.
Woody Mahoney.
Woody Mahoney.
Nice to meet you.
Just
what you were doing this weekend, right?
At Disneyland.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Seriously, they don't call it the most magical place on earth for no reason, Dave. Ta-da!
Yeah!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So for the first time in a long time today, Bossy Rossi threatened to once again ship us off to Sheboygan. And I was a little bit surprised. I mean, we did do a movie trailer about how you're a little bitch.
But we also did one about how Dave's a bitch.
I'm a little bitch, and Mahoney's a big bitch. And I don't know. I just feel like things have been going really well with us recently.
Yeah, yeah. We've been getting along great. And then you guys did a double team job on me this morning where you both.
Don't act like you don't like double getting double teamed by us. When our powers unite, you excite.
Do you want to hear Dave's impression again? You guys do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Oh, yeah.
In a world where Bossy Rossi's a little bitch.
It's pretty good, huh?
Oh, I love it.
Sorry. Go see that movie, honestly.
Yeah, you are. No, all joking aside, I mean, we obviously have been getting along well recently, and I'm happy to report that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited. This is going to be a big week for us here at X107.5. We've got I've got what's going to be like the greatest weekend of my life coming up.
Because Dave Mahoney's End of Summer Luau is happening.
That I booked. The Dave and Mahoney End of Summer Luau is going to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, I'm going to go to Dave Ferris' house for a lovely spread.
You should definitely come over to my house because there's definitely going to be a fight party happening there. Make sure to get early.
And then Sunday, remember a couple months ago when Dan Reynolds, my good close personal friend Dan Reynolds, invited me to go to the Billboard Music Awards, and then you guys laughed at me because I bought a tux?
Yeah.
Well,
do we have that audio?
I'm still laughing at that.
I bought a tux. Don't. Yeah, I did. I bought a tux. Yeah.
Have you used that tux yet?
No, but this weekend coming up, I will. That investment will pay off.
Oh, you're gonna break it out?
Yes.
You going to a wedding? Is that what's happening?
No,
did somebody invite you to their quinceañera?
No.
Maybe a bar mitzvah.
Not allowed to go to those.
Ew.
What? No, my close personal friend and fan of the afternoon show, Academy Award winner Jared Leto, has invited me to be his personal guest at the MTV VMAs.
His personal guest?
Oh, really? Wow. You mean the Jared Leto that is going to be joining us on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show tomorrow morning?
Yes, we talked about it.
Yeah.
He's going to come on your show. Uh-huh. You're going to world premiere the new song, Walk on Water.
Yep.
And then I will join him in L.A. this weekend, you know, probably, you know, banging a lot of Hollywood starlets and...
You want to hear a funny story? This is actually true. I have a friend.
Who did you bang?
No, I didn't bang anyone.
Oh.
I have a friend who's a comedian. Not a good comedian at all. He's horrible.
The worst comedian we've ever met in our life. I mean, but he's a nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Awful.
The worst comedian we've ever met.
I mean, just awful.
I saw his show 27 times. It worked once.
One time.
Once.
I was at the show where it worked that one time. And I remember after the show, my cousin was in town. And he was like, you know that guy? I'm like... Go ask him for an autograph, by all means, because this is his moment. Anyway, horrible comedian, really nice guy, but he's friends with Jared Leto and Shannon Leto and the whole bit. And so he said that the way that he gets laid is he just goes to Jared Leto's house whenever he's in town and having a pool party, and he'll literally just pick up the rejects, the girls that Jared Leto doesn't want. And he's there's dozens of hot chicks who are walking around dejected. And so he's like, I get laid by all of these chicks that are way out of my league because they just got shot down by Jared Leto. And so they had like a hit to their self-esteem. And he's like, then I swoop in. I'm like, hey, girl.
It's like an eagle
over here this weekend.
That's going to be you? All right.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, boy.
Did you just whistle and point at yourself? Well, I hope you have a great time this weekend. We are very much looking forward to having Jared Leto on the show
tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, my tux, I dropped it off the dry cleaners this morning.
You did?
Oh.
I did.
Very good.
Why did you need
I'm sure you're going to look sharp.
You're getting
why did you get a tux you've never worn dry clean? Yeah, what the hell's going on your place?
Are you getting it altered at the dry cleaners?
No.
You fancy son of a bitch.
What did you do that it's dirty again?
It's just been hanging in my closet.
Oh.
What goes on in your closet?
Nasty.
Nothing. I like to look, I'm going to be hanging with Jared Leto. I want it to be tip top.
His tux is in the closet. He's in the closet. You know, it's just.
Low hanging fruit, Farrah.
No. Yeah. Ew.
We could get that started. Low hanging fruit, Farrah.
Little hanging fruit, Farrah?
It's hard to say.
That'd be the first time I'd be called that.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
High and tight, that's what they called me in college.
Wow. For the haircut, button. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Elevator button.
Going down to the basement again.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
I was elated to find out this morning that I'm not the only one that does not give a damn about the eclipse. Mahoney also. Totally indifferent to it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I love space, but I don't give a damn about the eclipse.
I don't care about space either. So,
well,
yeah. Here's a question for you today, though. It's 702-791-1075 or on social media at Dave Mahoney. What is something that people go nuts over that you just don't care about at all? Like something that everyone loves and you just could not give a single blank about it. 702-791-1075 or at Dave Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
702-791-1075 is the phone number, on social media at Dave Mahoney. What's something that everyone else loves that you just don't give a damn about? The reason we're talking about it is because today it's a stupid eclipse. I don't care about the eclipse in the slightest. Mahoney's the same way. Sylvia, you care? You don't care?
She's
like,
indifferent.
Like if I miss it, that's cool. If I don't miss it, that's
cool.
What
time is it even? Do we even know what time
it's
happening?
It's from like 9 something to like 12, almost 12.
So we're still working.
Yeah. We're still inside.
Yeah.
But we won't be able to see it either way.
Well, if you look outside right now anyway, it's all hazy and it looks like it's going to rain today anyway.
Honestly, yeah. I'd rather have this cloudy weather.
You would.
Ooh.
What?
So what's something that you go that people love and go nuts over that you just don't give a damn about? Again, 702-791-1075. Janine is joining us from Pahrump this morning. Go ahead, Janine.
I just don't understand the Game of Thrones obsession.
You take it back. I'm still an emotional mess after last night's episode.
Grown men and women do not need to watch things like that.
Okay, full disclosure. I don't like all of the fantasy stuff normally. I'm not into dragons and...
Do you like the nudie parts?
Well, yeah. but I'm normally not like the fantasy book reader. Like Mahoney reads fantasy books.
Yeah. Raymond Feist. I love Tolkien. You know, I love all that. George R. R. Martin is a fantastic writer as well. He needs to hurry the F up with the next couple books.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love like Robert Jordan, Wheel of Time, that sort of stuff. That's like exclusively what I read 90% of the time.
Yeah. See, I've never been into it. But Game of Thrones, I make an exception for, and it is really good.
Okay,
right,
let's.
Now.
What do you watch on television?
I don't really watch much television. Actually.
What do you watch on Netflix?
I tried House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like that
wasn't
either.
Bad.
Huh?
It's realistic, so I can watch it. I can relate.
No,
to
I
it.
Wish House of Cards was realistic.
I know, but it's like real life. Like, yeah, it's not dragons and fairies. Uh-huh. And, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what else there is.
Did you say dragons and fairies? There's no fairies in Game
of Thrones. I was
going to
say, like, I've never watched the Game of Thrones, and I know that there's no fairies.
Yeah.
Just fake stuff. It's just not real.
That's fair enough. We asked that question. We have to deal with
results. Got a text
you,
from one of our sales associates,
yeah?
Mark Schwartz. He said Game of Thrones as well, which I thought we were cool, Mark.
Oh.
Carrie joining us. Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
I'm fine.
So,
okay.
Jesus.
Are you sure?
You sure?
What's going on today, man? Like, what happened?
I'm like parked at my work in front of my. So
we'll make this quick. Yeah. So what is it for you?
Oh, I don't care. I'm good. In-N-Out burgers.
You know what? I'm kind of with
you.
Where
are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
Southern California.
You're from Southern California, yeah. And you don't give a damn about In-N-Out
burgers.
Like
that. I like that. Yeah, it's strong.
What do you have a burger chain of choice that you you prefer way over In-N-Out?
Most others. I kind of, except for their fries. In-N-Out does have great fries. I don't know, Carl's, Smash Burger.
Pretty much anything but In-N-Out.
You said Carl's Jr.? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, only because...
I like my burgers frozen. Always frozen, never fresh.
A good chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
They do have a good chicken sandwich, okay. Carl's Jr.
I hope you don't get beheaded when you go into work today.
Okay, I won't get in trouble.
See you later.
See, usually that is, like, I like In-N-Out. I think it's good. You know, it's one of those things, it's the what ruined my diet last time was In-N-Out. because I was like, oh yeah, I could just get like a double double with no cheese and no nothing on there, and you know, it's just protein, and I'll be fine. Yeah, and that led to a double double with cheese, then a double double like animal style, and it spiraled out of control. See, and then I gained 50 pounds. But most of the time, it's like people from like Texas or back east.
Yeah, it's like Whataburger or White Castle, or they're comparing it to their old school favorites. Yeah.
You and I have both lived on almost both coasts in the South. And without a doubt, in my opinion, In-N-Out blows away like Whataburger.
Really?
All day long.
In-N-Out, don't care about it at all. Whataburger, ate it once, thought it was very overrated. Chick-fil-A, though, for me. Chick-fil-A is like the food that every single time I go there, I love. Except for that one lady who had the mouse cooked into her burger thing.
No, it was a rat.
Well, you know, rat cooked into the chicken patty, whatever it happens.
They ruined Ratatouille. poor guy.
Yeah.
See, with me, I think Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Oh, I don't give a damn about Beyonce
like,
either.
I dig her when she was like early 2000s and still with Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
But I hate those like the pregnancy pictures.
Yeah,
and how when she was at the Video Music Awards and
so
she had like
self-indulgent.
Yeah.
God,
and it's just like,
douchebag. Just stop
it.
You
like
don't need.
She's like the world's biggest douchebag, and I can't.
You're not
stand
an actual
her.
Queen.
She
they just
is
call you that.
She is the embodiment of the situation. Who's just got some sort of talent? Because I'm not gonna take. She is a very talented
of course,
singer,
yeah.
Without
of course
a doubt. But if she did not have talent, she would be the situation.
What's one thing that people go nuts over that you think is totally lame? Dave Hall, our buddy from Fox 5, said internet polls.
Oh,
wait a minute! You son of a bitch! Because I put that on the internet
in a poll style.
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
More of your calls and posts coming up. Here's Fall Out Boy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Everyone's all ranting and raving about the solar eclipse that's happening later today, and we don't care about it.
We won't see it.
That is now the official stance of the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
No.
Don't give a damn.
No, I'm indifferent.
But that's what I mean. Two people don't give a single F. You're indifferent. Let's go to Ian. Ian, how do you feel about it?
I could care less.
There we go. So the official stance is
okay.
We don't care.
Got a text from a buddy of mine. I don't give a damn about Star Wars. Never seen it. Never will. Great show, bro. Thank you, man. Yeah. Appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I'm shocked at this point in time. Like, if you've gone this long, though, because he's probably like late 30s. If you've gone 30 some odd years and you've never seen Star Wars, I think out of principle, you just don't see it at this point anyway. Because I think as an adult, if you're watching it for the very first time after it's been built up for so many years, you just won't get it.
Yeah, like, Blake said Star Wars for him, too. The first time I watched it, I was 5 years old. Even then, I thought I was too old for it. Kathy
what?
Said IKEA.
No, man.
I can't agree with you on that.
I like IKEA. I mean, like, if you were looking for, like, good, reasonably good furniture at a very low price, IKEA is the place. And if you need, if you're handy with an Allen wrench.
Jimmy said it used to be Walking Dead. Now it's Game of Thrones for me.
Oh, Walking Dead is so bad these days.
I jumped the ship on
you. Oh, 10 seasons ago.
Yeah.
At this point. I'm still taken back by Star Wars, though. It's like, I don't know if, because your wife didn't watch a lot of, like, she's not like into a ton of movies either. Like, no. Like stuff that, because we spent a lot of time watching television growing up. I think both of us did. And my girlfriend's the same way. She didn't watch hardly any television or any movies. So, like, trying to get her to watch movies that meant so much to us as kids, like, say, The Goonies, trying to make like a 30-year-old woman watch that now. And she just looks at you like you're a moron.
Yeah, it's like my wife, when I was like, hey, let's watch Dumb and Dumber. And she's like, no. She'd never seen it. And then she watched it and she's like, that was stupid. I'm, you know, it's great to me still because it's nostalgic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that feels better.
A childhood factor.
Yeah, there's nothing that feels better than nostalgia. That's one of the reasons, like, I'll admit, I love going to Disneyland because you feel like you get all the Disney feels because you watched all those movies growing up and, you know, you just kind of like forget about what's going on in real life.
And you realize how wonderful life was before you were in charge of your own life.
Yes.
Like when somebody else was taking care of everything, it was great.
Yeah, and then the Little Mermaid ride is open and working.
It's always open, yeah. Sylvia. Yeah. I've never seen it closed down
once.
The
last time I went there, it was under maintenance.
Every time I go to Disneyland, I send Sylvia pictures of me on the Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah.
Just to
spite me.
Yeah, my girlfriend's like, oh, you're taking another photo today to send it just to rub it in her face? I'm like, yep.
Marissa said the Raiders don't care about them at all.
I know plenty of people who could give a damn about football or professional sports in general.
Somebody said, Steven said soccer coming to Vegas. Talk about lame.
If it was MLS, I would care, but it's not. It's what, ALS or something, you know, whatever minor league version of MLS
we
is.
We kind of had that, like an indoor soccer.
Yeah, I don't
team.
Care. I don't give a damn. I'm with that guy. I don't give a damn about any of that unless it's a true pro sport.
Cynthia and Michael both said football, and then Michael added Burning Man as well. Sandra said avocados.
Avocados? You're a monster. Avocados are nature's just purest fruit.
Jess, fruit?
Is an avocado a fruit? Avocado is a fruit.
Because of the seed?
Yes.
Okay.
I like how y'all look to Ian. Yeah. Like, Ian?
Ian, well, I just figured he'd Google it or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
How are you?
An avocado is 100% a fruit.
All right. Jessica said EDC. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I like that it brings money to town, but I could give a damn.
Tim echoed that. He said EDC. I'm looking at some of the people like, aren't you 40? Like, what are you doing?
Is that Drew Carey?
Why
is Drew Carey rolling at EDC?
And then he was rolling. And then Tim added the McRib. It's fake pork.
Woo. You know what? I've never had a McRib.
You're missing out.
Yeah?
It is pretty good.
It just looks rubbery to me.
It's not the best pork sandwich you'll ever eat in your life, but it's the sauce that gives it it comes in nostalgia. I don't think if I had ever, never eaten a McRib sandwich growing up, I would give a damn. But since I, it's like eating Kraft macaroni and cheese. I still love Kraft macaroni and cheese in 2017. It's my preferred, style of, quote unquote macaroni, whatever you want to call it, pasta with powder on it. Yeah. But the flavor brings back those childhood memories, so I still love it.
Did you ever eat those cartoon shaped macaronis?
No, I hated those.
Oh,
like it was too much pasta.
Yeah,
the pasta to the powder ratio was off.
You get like chunks of the powder caught in the little characters.
Oh,
and stuff.
That was my.
And then you're like, that's gritty.
I loved it.
No,
Brooke said Toyota Priuses. AKA the most irritating cars. I don't know. Maybe it's just a perception thing. I'm with you, though, Brooke. Every time that I'm stuck behind somebody going slow in the fast lane,
it's a Prius.
It's a damn Toyota Prius. Move. I get that your car is very environmentally friendly and it doesn't take a lot of gas. It probably doesn't go very fast. Get the hell out of the way. Every
just
damn
move
time.
Move to the right. I got no problem.
Yeah, we can be cool.
I got problems with any car that's in the left lane going slow.
But 90% of the time, it's a damn Prius.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What happens when the Prius is tailgating you, though?
I'm like, oh, respect. Hell yeah, saving money and getting all up in my business.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I just can't imagine being that excited about the eclipse. So I'm watching the news right now. It's Fox 5 is on here in the studio. And there's a guy reporting live from Salem, Oregon. And there's hundreds, maybe thousands of people that are gathered at this thing.
I had read somewhere that...
So what are you going to do? Just stand there and go, ooh.
Yeah.
Don't look
by
at
Thursday,
it.
Everything was just like chaos. Like there was a bunch of traffic. There was like no gas. Like,
so stupid.
So it was hardcore beginning Thursday.
So we don't care about the eclipse. And maybe we're in the minority on that. But we're asking.
If it was like coming over Las Vegas, maybe.
Maybe.
And now specifically even more I don't care about it because we can't see it.
Yeah,
it's all cloudy here today.
Aww.
Actually, I do enjoy the day today.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if between having a cloudy day and a solar eclipse, I prefer a cloudy day.
We saw a beautiful rainbow. You can see it on our Instagram
right now.
Rainbow. At David Mahoney.
Sylvia ran over to the window and kind of bumped into it. She's like runs into the blind. She's like, it's a rainbow.
No, I didn't.
Oscar says he doesn't care about rolled ice cream.
I've never had rolled ice cream.
Oh, is that? There's somewhere in downtown Summerlin, right?
There's a couple places in town that do it. But again, I'm with Oscar. It's like, you know what? It's ice cream.
Is it like it a
all
sushi?
It all goes down the same way.
Oh.
Emily doesn't give a damn about anything. She said Christmas, the Kardashians, Chick-fil-A, Whataburger, all sports, Snowmageddon 2011, and tropical storms.
Oh, dang. She's not having it.
Yeah. Michelle said Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers, or any of those dumb superhero movies.
Yeah, my girlfriend's on that same train.
Really?
Yeah. Wonder Woman was
awesome.
She makes
me go see those movies with... she likes Guardians of the Galaxy, but all the rest, I got to go see with my buddy AJ.
Carla said Twitter and Snapchat. I love Twitter. Snapchat deleted it from my phone.
Really?
It's completely gone?
Completely gone.
Yeah, I feel like Snapchat's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, now that Instagram has the stories, I get that there's like cute filters, and Sylvia's just constantly like, hey, look at it, my face is funny. Yeah, I get it.
That's my face, sir.
I feel like... Snapchat's for like...
Snapchat's for a bunch of insecure chicks who just want to like put the filter on. And they're like, oh, it's funny because it's a bunny, but really it like makes your cheekbones higher and your eyes bigger and your smile cuter.
When you don't have big eyes, David.
Your eyes aren't that small.
They're not that small.
I feel like you need to be a bit of a narcissist to be on Snapchat because it's like everybody I follow, it's like selfies of them every single day.
Constantly.
And I can't do that many selfies. I'd feel like such a like a jackass if I was taking that many selfies every single day.
We took a selfie today.
No, and like you guys didn't.
Yeah.
You took a selfie
and I was
and
in the photo.
Forced Mahoney to be in the background.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good-looking woman also, too. You know, like that's like what Snapchat is for and Instagram. It's not for like mediocre middle-aged men like me.
No.
I'm not a lightning in a bottle on Instagram. You know, like, hey, here's a picture of a shoe. Here's a photo I took.
Photo today, Junior.
I got my teeth in, man.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
What just happened? That was a total meltdown.
What happened,
man?
But did you want to say photograph?
I was going to say photograph, then I said photo,
and it just
all failed from there.
Yeah. Checking the voicemail again. Top stories coming up.
I'm here complimenting you guys, and you're ruining me.
Compliment us. And we'll also give you a chance to win some more tickets to Absinthe. The Invisalign just went back in, by the way.
Uh-huh. Can you hear the clicks? There was one break where there was a click.
Click, click.
Call the voicemail.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, boy. Hanky-panky all over the place on airlines. There was sexual activity on a flight to McCarran that was investigated by Las Vegas police. It was coming from Boston, and there was a couple on this flight that was getting so handsy they had to be told multiple times on a Southwest flight, nonetheless. So it's not like they had...
Open seating.
Yeah. It's not like they, you know, had any sort of privacy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like maybe if you had, I don't know, those little pods in like first class seats or something like that, there'd be a little bit more separation. But
getting it on in an open aisle of a Southwest flight doesn't seem like the most romantic thing to me. My guess is that these people were probably inebriated.
Yeah.
This is a 4 or 5 hour flight from Boston to Las Vegas.
It's from Atlanta. But still.
Four and a half hours. Yeah.
Coming across the country. Yeah.
Maybe it's like a rush of getting caught. Or like maybe. Are people watching you?
What's interesting is that it landed at 8:10 a.m. And so you got to think that it left Atlanta at probably 6:30 in the morning. Still drunk from the night before, maybe?
Probably.
It must have been one hell of a night.
They had to be told multiple times to keep their hands off of each other by the flight crew. The couple was identified, but were not arrested.
Okay.
Upon landing in Las Vegas, Metro police were waiting, and they went, eh, whatever.
Whatever. We've seen worse here.
That's got to be kind of awkward if you're like the flight attendant.
Would you like another drink? Could you stop? Okay, don't touch your nipple. Stop that.
Ooh.
Hand off the nipple. Thank you.
No.
Okay.
Don't pinch it.
Ooh, it's sensitive.
I asked for more peanuts.
So Tommy Lee, also back in the news.
Is he driving a boat again with his dong?
No, a plane this time.
Oh, he's flying a plane with his dong. No, can't that dong do?
It's an amazing dong. Now, he was busted for possibly having relations with his girlfriend in an American Airlines bathroom.
If Tommy Lee is in a bathroom with anyone, relations are happening.
Yeah.
You know that. Also, I'm impressed that they were even able to, considering how small those bathrooms are.
And how not small something else is.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. According to American Airlines, it's not against policy for two people to use the same lavatory at the same time.
Really?
And what they do in there is private.
What?
So it's legal to join the Mile High Club?
Is that what they're saying?
I mean, American Airlines, all of a sudden, like, if they're trying to reverse the bad PR that all these airlines have gotten recently, they're like, yeah, United's going to kick your ass and drag you off the plane. You can just do whatever you want in our bathrooms.
Just don't smoke.
Disable the smoke detector. Sources say typically when two people use the same bathroom, it's the elderly or someone who needs medical assistance.
But
in this particular case, people think that it's...
Tommy Lee and his girlfriend, Brittany Ferlin, they look healthy.
They look healthy?
Yeah, you know, they look healthy. Like, they look able to do stuff on their own. Do they really need assistance?
Oh, you're saying that they probably... There's no...
Yeah, okay. There's no need for them to be in the bathroom at
Brittany
the same time.
Brittany Ferland is her name, by the way. Furlan.
She is 30.
She's...
Ferland?
Furlan. Furlan.
She's a pretty girl.
She's in good shape. That's for sure.
He is 54. She is 30.
Yeah, I mean.
And,
I mean, but she's like a.
Bazungas.
Like a.
She's like a. I guess a comedian. Or she does like funny videos on Instagram.
Oh, God. Is she like an Insta famous chick?
Kind of. Like, yeah.
I've seen that one where she's all the different people in her car singing. That's her, right? Where she's
sure
dresses up in like a thousand different characters and she's singing famous songs.
Probably.
Man, she is.
There's video of Tommy Lee.
No, she's a smoke show. She's good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, TMZ posted the video of Tommy Lee exiting the bathroom and then his girlfriend shortly thereafter coming out of the restroom.
Yep.
And she, oh, wow. She was like wearing like a bikini top on the flight.
Well, here's a, she does do funny videos on the internet. Here's her jamming 5 uncooked hot dogs in her mouth at the same time.
Nice.
So I guess that's.
Because that's hilarious.
Probably what got Tommy Lee's attention. Yeah.
But Tommy Lee, he.
Unlocked that jaw.
You know what?
You know eels have 2 jaws?
Really?
Yeah, they do. It's actually
Brittany Furlan.
It's actually really scary.
I never thought like
really scary.
Tommy Lee was an unattractive person. Like I always thought he was pretty good looking when he was like younger. Dude, he's
pretty old, man.
He's not
54 is not that old, but when you're 54 in Motley Crue years,
right?
Yes, that's worse than dog years.
That's like 300.
Yeah, he's looking rough.
And last but not least, Mahoney, you'll appreciate this after being at Disneyland this weekend.
What do we got?
You went on some rides and anything scary?
I mean, I've been to Disneyland 100 times.
No, but like, is there any rides that are like thrilling rides?
I will say they changed Space Mountain.
Okay.
And there's this new thing where it like spins as you're like going up the ride. And it like really like it felt like the room was spinning and it turned my stomach a little bit. If I'm being honest.
So you'll probably appreciate this. A woman was on a roller coaster trying to play it cool like everyone does, but it got the best of her. Or this might be audio from Mahoney this weekend. We don't know.
I'm about to go on a roller coaster. And a drop's about to occur. It's going to be really lit. Pop goes the wheel.
I love how confident she was walking into that.
Pop goes,
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Odd choice of songs to sing on a roller coaster.
Pop goes the wind.
Yeah. I guess it just to comfort her.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
My God, it's happening right now.
It's happening.
The eclipse is underway.
I know it's happening right now.
In Oregon, the moon is beginning to move in front of the sun. It's one of the first places in the continental U.S. where you can see the path of totality.
It's going to get all dark.
Still can't see anything here in Las Vegas because it's overcast.
Cloudy, but it's still equally a spooky.
Yeah,
so it's spooky. Not really that spooky. It happens all the time.
Sylvia loves it when it's spooky. Okay, so you want me to run through some surprising facts about the solar eclipse?
Yes.
There's surprising facts about the solar eclipse? Okay, sure. Let's hear these.
I like the music bed that we chose.
Yeah.
The Michael Myers music? Yeah.
Almost 2% of the people counting down the eclipse were doing so to have relations as the eclipse was happening.
What?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be like good luck, you think?
I don't know. Is it?
Like your child
will be like conceived under an eclipse?
Yeah.
Like, but that would be like a good story.
Why don't you just do it in the back of a Mitsubishi eclipse and you can say you were conceived during
in the eclipse, yes.
Okay, girl.
That's way cooler than during.
What if you do it in the eclipse during the eclipse?
Whoa!
You ever been in the backseat of an eclipse?
No.
There. It's very tight back there.
Wait, you have?
It's a tight fit.
All right.
It is.
All right.
Very uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
Like a Volkswagen.
Only happens every few decades. So for those of you that are wondering, I mean, you've probably heard about eclipse before, but this is a total eclipse.
I think the last time was in 79.
Yeah.
Like a total one, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's another one happening in like 2024 or something like that. That's like, It's not like Halley's Comet.
You know, I saw the report happening in 79. They're like, the next one's going to be in 38 years in 2017.
People who stare at it could be left with permanent eye damage, which is why all those stupid eclipse glasses are all over the place.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
None of the rest of these facts are really that interesting.
Well, if you know, in a weird voice.
The full eclipse is going to last roughly 2 minutes.
Ooh. Yes.
Which is about the amount of time that you last.
Oh. I don't know why I looked at Mahoney. Okay, where's another one?
The center line crosses
you
through 10 states.
You have to say it in a mysterious voice.
The center line crosses through 10 states.
You know, okay. Ooh. So, okay. The news is covering all this right now. Yeah. Which, okay. I will say, I will give the eclipse that, because if we could take a break from politics and all the other crappy stuff in the world that's going on and focus on some stupid, you know, it's not even like...
this is the sort of thing that we're supposed to be focusing on.
The moon's casting a shadow on the planet.
Animals could go nuts during the eclipse.
According
to zoo experts, nocturnal animals like owls could wake up and start looking for food.
Yeah, like birds will start singing their evening songs.
Elephants are going to freak out and make a bunch of noise. Armadillos could jump 3 to 4 feet in the air.
Whoa!
If that's true, that actually is terrifying.
Armadillos can jump that high?
That's something they do when they're scared.
All
right, so
whatever.
They could just freak out and boom!
Let's find an armadillo.
In the eastern parts of the country that are directly in the eclipse path, the amount of light they get will be similar to the amount of sunlight Neptune gets every day.
Ooh. Well.
God, you're so weird.
All right.
Only one day in the... It's been 38 years since the last total solar eclipse. If you missed the one today, though, which we're all going to because we can't see anything.
I think it's
not really that long. 7 years. So the next one's going to be April 8th, 2024.
It's supposed to be happening like right now.
Yeah, it's happening right now. Or it's not happening right now. We don't know. We'll never know.
We'll have to wait four years.
If you do want to go on the internet, though, 7 years for a total one.
Or 7 years.
If you do want to go on the internet and watch it, though, NASA.gov, they're doing a live stream of it. So
cool.
Neat.
So, yeah, tell you, this will be a day that you can tell your kids about.
Yeah, just tell your kid they're conceived on
that. Over
the eclipse.
You saw an eclipse. It was cool.
They're not going to look it up.
They didn't see an eclipse because they weren't born yet. Mm. They were getting made.
Ugh.
What?
I don't think you do. You don't share that with your kid, do you? Mahoney knows how when he was conceived.
When
was it?
Yeah, it was an REO Speedwagon concert.
It's time for me to fly.
Is that your favorite band?
I do like REO Speedwagon.
I bet you do.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Sister Golden Hair, REO Speedwagon's got some great songs.
You know, it'd be funny if like you never knew that story and like you heard an REO Speedwagon.
Do you know how you were conceived?
No, I've never asked.
I mean,
isn't it ironic that you were the fastest swimmer?
Oh.
Yeah. And now you can't swim.
Now you can't swim.
You're not swimming it. I got Dave Mahoney's end of summer luau.
I left it all on the field, man. That's my one shot.
How were you conceived?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Somewhere in Minnesota.
Do not share that with me,
I'm going to ask now.
You're going to ask
how you conceived? Yeah. Record that. Make sure you record that.
Yeah. Will you have your? Oh, can we have your mom call in tomorrow and tell us how you conceived?
No, she's
live
not.
On air? Come on, let's do it.
No!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Okay, so if you missed it earlier, you must listen into the interesting individual from this week. It's Joey the Leprechaun. And Ian said that even, he was trying to have a conversation both before and after the interview, thinking that maybe Joey the Leprechaun would break character.
Nope.
Stuck with it the whole time. Refused to ever come out of character. And you said that it was one of the most uncomfortable interviews that you've ever done. Was it just because you didn't really fully understand why he wouldn't come out of character?
Yeah, that's it. He was a great guy.
Blast to talk to, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Very authentic little outfit he has.
Great stories.
Yeah.
Everything, but just could not break character.
I feel like that's, he's dedicated to his craft.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
Extremely.
That.
Extremely.
Ian's interesting individual this week, Joey the Leprechaun.
Come one, come on! Individual.
All right, so here we are yet again for another Ian's Interesting Individual. Now, a little backstory behind this. I'm a big fan of America's Got Talent.
So I saw an episode of a gentleman dressed as a leprechaun. Did you just fart? Oh. Is that you? No? Oh, okay. So I tracked him down, and he is here right now. What's your name, man?
I'm Joey the Leprechaun.
So, Joey, how long have you been the leprechaun?
Oh, all my life.
You were born a leprechaun?
Yeah.
Being from Vegas, leprechauns, elves, they tend to be more little people. Now, have you gotten any backlash from the little people community?
I am a little person. Little people can range from 5 feet and below. I'm somewhat on the high end of the little person realm.
So you're a tall little person?
Well, yeah, I guess I would be somewhat taller for the little people.
Have you ever gotten a fight?
Of course. Fighting Irish. I hit him with my shillelagh.
Speaking of shillelagh, any ladies approach you? They got a leprechaun thing for leprechauns?
About my shillelagh?
Well,
of course they're always after me Lucky Charms.
So is this like a fetish thing?
I guess to some people. I do a little singing, little dancing. Now, if you do want to look up a good Irish show, look up Finian's Rainbow. My brother, Og, is in that.
You have a brother named Og?
Yeah, OG.
Original gangster.
Right. Well, you spell it OG, but it's pronounced Og.
All right. You got a killer shillelagh. You're a leprechaun. You got a brother named Og. What else is in your bag of interesting?
Oh, I don't know. I think everybody thinks a leprechaun is interesting. Every day I run to the pub and then people go, oh my goodness, I'm drinking with a leprechaun.
Is this a leprechaun that would drink with Mahoney?
Yeah, maybe.
You think you could outdrink Mahoney?
Oh, of course. The reason you don't see leprechauns all the time is because we're usually hungover.
Okay, now I'm really into motorcycles now because I'm trying to get Tracy the engineer to like me. So hypothetical here. If you could pick any one person, dead or alive, and Joey, don't pick a dead family member. Don't kill the segment. If you could pick one person, dead or alive, who would you pick to ride on the back of your motorcycle?
I'd actually want to ride on the back, and I would have a pretty lass that's very voluptuous ride in the front.
You know who my favorite lass would be? I don't know if she's from Ireland, but that one chick from Caddyshack.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I haven't seen that movie.
You know what? You could come over. We'll watch it.
And we'll have a drink together.
Or 7. Or 9.
Yeah.
Maybe 12.
Bring the Jameson.
I can assume we can find you, like, at the end of a rainbow or
end of the rainbow when the storm is coming and probably be heading back home to my village.
Very nice. Is that the same village where the leprechaun from all the leprechaun movies lives too?
Well, all the leprechauns live in one village. Yeah, we actually have a protected habitat in Ireland. Look it up.
I missed that the first time around at the end. He goes, look it up. Did you catch that?
We will.
Habitat in Ireland. Look it up.
Don't miss. Built to come today with David Mahoney.
Tickets aren't on sale yet, but we have our hands on some. The used are coming to the House of Blues, and we have your chance to get set up with those tickets. If you've been paying attention, know the show is on next.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Used are coming to town. They're going to be over at the House of Blues on November the 24th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. We have your chance to win some before you can buy them, though, if you know the answer to this question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. That's a good way to start today. Mahoney just broke his...
See where that nut went? It was holding my... And it just literally fell off.
Nope.
Any idea?
Nope. Oh, boy. So if you were listening at the very beginning of the show today, we suffered a near tragedy here in studio.
Yes.
When Mahoney broke his blank.
Catastrophe.
Yes.
When blank broke.
Aww.
What broke?
What did Mahoney break?
We did find that nut.
Yes, we did find the nut.
Find that nut.
And that didn't repair Mahoney's broken blank, but after a little bit of time outside of the
studio. We actually got another nut.
Yeah, we got a different nut.
And we had to borrow a different nut.
And that fixed it. What is it? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Again, tickets to go see the used over at the House of Blues on November the 24th. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Andy,
how you doing, man?
Doing good. Father O'Reilly.
What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Ian, it's Father O'Reilly, Andy.
Okay.
Got it. So what did Mahoney break?
His headphone, microphone.
Which one out of those two? Those are two different things.
The The microphone.
Microphone is right.
There you go. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Luckily, it did not hit me and the boys this time around, which it normally does. So I am thankful for that.
So congratulations to you, man.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right, cool. Hold tight. All right, so before we get out of here today, we do have one final thing to give out, and that is another pair of tickets to go see Absinthe. It's their summer of 69, so 6 and 9 a.m. in those hours every single day this week. More chances for you to get set up. So Andy is going to get set up with the tickets for the used.
69.
And yeah, get it there.
69.
The summer, summer's almost over.
Yeah.
What's going on? 69.
By the way, Dave Mahoney's end of summer luau is this Friday over at Mandalay Bay Beach, so very excited about that. But if you're calling number 10, we'll set you up with a pair of tickets to go check out Absinthe as they celebrate their summer of 69. You guys have a great day and enjoy this stupid eclipse if that's what you're into.
I mean, how?
Dumbass eclipse.
How?
Who cares?
How are they going to enjoy it?
There's nothing to enjoy.
There's nothing to enjoy.
I'm glad there's a cloud cover.
That's not nice.
I know. I'm sorry. Shouldn't say
no,
that.
No, you're not.
Not really. You're sorry.
It'll be okay. It'll be
stupid
okay.
Stupid eclipse.
It's not.